Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Grip Podcast. We are so glad you have joined us again. My name is Skylar Arnold. I race for the Cabarrus County Cog Crushers team. I am a senior, and my project is the Grip Mentee Program. Nicole, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I am on the Chatham County Chaos team. I am a sophomore, and I am a Grip Media Manager and a podcast co-host.
My name is Maddie. I'm on the Coldwell County Blackbirds team, and I'm a senior. And I am the editor for the Grit podcast, and I'm also one of the Grit tent managers. And we also have a super cool guest with us today, Melida. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Melida. I'm just now on the Riverside team. I'm a freshman, and I am the head of Girls Drawing Together, my project.
That is so exciting, Melida. I have a few quick and easy questions for you today that we ask every one of our guests here on the podcast, and then we will jump right on in. So to start, you said your project is the Girls Drawing Together. So we have that one checked off. What is your favorite trail to ride?
I like the local ones. Where I live, the Brumley's really close, and I love Buckeye down there. It's super flowy, super nice.
I've definitely heard good things about there. I have yet to check it out, though. What is your favorite on-the-trail snack?
I literally never have snacks with me. I always forget to buy them, and I never have them. I like the gummy cubes. I've had them, like, once, but that's it.
I'm guilty of forgetting all my snacks at home. So you're not alone there. So this is your first year being a senior ambassador. So some of the newer girls may not know who you are or that much about you yet. So how did you get into riding or mountain biking?
Well, I'm not a sporty person. I kind of have to be forced into every single sport I've ever done. And my parents were like, you have to do something. And I liked normal biking. So it came up in conversation and I started with Deco and I loved it. So I kept doing it.
That's awesome. I know a lot of people who start out just liking to ride their bike and then trying out being on the trails and fall in love with it. So that's super cool.
Yeah.
Why do you think Grit is important, or what pushes you to be more involved with Grit?
I think Grit is important because it gives people like us, girls, the minority in mountain biking, a space to like be around people who all understand what's happening, what the situation is, and to like have a safe space to hang out and stuff. I am involved with Grit because I love the people, I love what we do, I love just like being there, and that's pretty much it.
That's awesome. Do you have something that you are most looking forward to about this season, like a certain event or activity, either Grit related or not?
You know, races, I don't have anyone in specific that I look forward to. I just like being there and hanging out with my friends. And, you know, I like racing.
Racing is definitely one of my favorite parts of the season. Being able to see all of your friends you haven't seen in a while and just get back in that atmosphere. I think that's a lot of people's favorite part.
Yeah. People on teams that are like super far away that I never see.
Exactly.
Speaking of seeing friends, we also just had our Grit preseason events. Our first one was at Kiwi Park. It was the Fall Trail Masquerade. That one was super fun. What did you guys think? Did you guys have fun?
I think it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed seeing all the different costumes. I think my favorite part was the Teen Trail Corps trail maintenance skit. Rocket Ron was absolutely hilarious. If you missed out on it, you should be disappointed because it was absolutely hilarious. Everybody was laughing the whole time. And it was just super fun.
Yeah, I definitely like that too. And I feel like I actually learned a lot about maintaining trails and stuff. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed that. And I saw a lot of really cool costumes. I think the winner for the costume contest was actually Melida, which is pretty cool.
Crazy. You have a celebrity.
You really had good costumes both events. You were in the top like both times for the competition. You were just really like, you were owning it.
I brought the heat this year. Mm-hmm. I was really feeling it every morning.
What was your favorite part about our first Grit preseason event, Melida?
I don't know. I like the trails, actually. The trails, they were really fun. I had such a good time. They were so flowy. And the group I was with was all really great. It was a good time riding. I didn't ride that much, but what I did, it was really great.
Awesome.
Yeah, we also had our other event that we briefly went over, which was our Disco Fever event that I was at. I was sadly not at the Fall Trail Masquerade, but I heard very good things about it. The Disco Fever event, we saw some very good costumes. We had some people dress up their bikes. We made them all sparkly, all disco-y. We also had our lead director, Brian Russell, who really went all out as Boogie Brian. He looked great. He had a wig. He really went all out. He looked pretty good. So all of those costumes were absolutely incredible. My favorite part was probably we had a skills clinic, and I was leading the group that was doing bunny hops. And bunny hopping is a very hard skill, if anyone doesn't know what it is. It's basically where you have to lift up your front tire and back tire consecutively in one movement. And I was leading that one, and I could definitely see that a lot of girls were getting frustrated with that. But even if they were getting frustrated, I could see a lot of progression in everyone. And my favorite part was just seeing how everyone in that short amount of time was, they were making progress and seeing everyone learn how to do this skill a little bit more. And even if they didn't see it themselves, I saw small improvements in everyone. So that was fun.
It was nice because I don't get the chance to practice bunny hopping a lot. And it's always nice having people there with you to like instruct you, because I don't know what I'm doing ever with skills. I'm just kind of like on my bike. But yeah, it was good. Good clinic.
Yeah, I think it's always good to have that space that you can learn new things and try out new things, or even just practice old skills in an environment that you're not being judged and that everybody's learning in. Because it's so cool to see the progression not only of yourself, but also of others. Last weekend, we had our first preseason adventure event out at the Whitewater Center in Charlotte. It was a ton of fun, and I really enjoyed seeing all the old faces from last year and past seasons, and getting able to just catch up with people that I haven't seen in a while. There was lots of riding, lots of stuff going on all day, and it was just overall a super fun day out at a new venue for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was super cool. I didn't bring my bike, which was kind of lame of me, but I think I'm going to bring mine to the next one for sure. But there were a lot of cool little challenges that you could do on your bike in this little adventure area. It was super cool to see everyone having fun there. They have these new, they're called like the bunny hop machines. And I think you can also do like manuals on them. But it was really cool to see people doing that. Skylar was really good at doing pretty much both of the things, bunny hopping and manually. She was awesome. And I remember there were like a bunch of coaches like coming over to watch you, and they were like, she's really good.
I know, that was a little, I was so focused on what I was doing, and I looked up at one point and there was just like 8 coaches standing in a circle watching me, and I was like, this is a little awkward, but it was also fun to try. We have a manual machine on our team, so I've done the manuals before, but I've never done the bunny hop, and I'm not very good at it. So being able to kind of work on my skills on that was a cool experience. And then to see all these coaches being like, whoa, that's cool, she's good. I was like, Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and Debbie got a lot of really good pictures too.
Yes,
they're like some of my favorite pictures. But yeah, I didn't even know that those things existed until I saw them at the event, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I've never seen a 2-in-1 like that before, and I've never seen a bunny hop machine in general.
Yeah, I definitely want to try it out next event when I actually bring a bike. So hopefully I can get it to work.
And if you miss them at the preseason events, I have heard rumors that they're also going to be at the race events this spring. So definitely make sure that you put your bike on one and try it out, because they are super fun.
Definitely.
One of the activities in the Adventure Zone was the rock dodge, which, if you don't know what rock dodge is, it's basically a line of cones, and then you have to put your front wheel on the far side of the cones and then keep your back wheel on the near side of the cones and go along the whole row without your wheels touching the cones. And then each row, it adds a cone. So I think at this event, we started with 3 cones, and then the last level was 13. And you also can't put a foot down or you're out. So it's kind of challenging, but it's really fun. And it's fun to watch other people try and figure out how to do it. A lot of people will like jump sideways on their bike. Some people will like swerve their tires. So it's just cool seeing all the different techniques that people use to get across it.
Do you want to tell us about how the trails were at Whitewater Center?
Yeah, the trails were really fun. I think our team did just about 19 miles, and we didn't even ride everything that we could have. So there was a lot of trails out there. Everybody that I talked to really enjoyed them. They were pretty tame. There wasn't a ton of routes. It was kind of similar to like Browns Creek or something like that, where it was just kind of a gentle up and down. And there was a few technical sections, but it really wasn't anything too crazy. So it was really fun. I highly recommend for anybody who wants to go out and get some good miles in the seat without being overly strenuous. So I used to ride out there when I was little, and I haven't been back since I was like 8. So it's been a long time, and it was cool to see how much it's changed over the years.
Awesome. And I'm super excited for the next event, which is going to be at Browns Creek, I believe. So I'm super excited for that one, because I know a lot of the student athletes have already ridden at Browns Creek, but they haven't ridden the other trails that are also there. So I'm super excited to check those out and see what that's like.
Yeah, I'm super excited for Browns Creek too. I've heard that the trails that we don't get to race are super fun, and I'm really looking forward to exploring those and getting to ride those since we don't get to do it on race weekend, and just see what else that venue holds.
Awesome. And we actually have a couple more questions from Elida about her awesome project. So would you like to tell us about what your project is and why you started doing it?
Sure. My project is Girls Drawing Together, which is going to be all about connecting people through art and making an open and welcoming space through art. I started it because I am a big fan of art. I've been drawing since I could hold a pencil, and it's been a big part of my life, and it's a big way for me to get to know people, and I feel like it's also a big way for other people to get to know people, so I thought that'd be fun. So the first part of my project was the hoodie contest, which has already started, but if you haven't submitted a design and you want to for a new Grit hoodie, you still can. We have a link on the Grit Instagram for any submissions. I think it closes December 5th. And then on the 10th, we will have a link open for voting to choose which one you like the best, which one you want to see on a hoodie. And then we have stickers, which are going to be designed by yours truly and then voted on by ambassadors. And we'll end up with 3 designs that will be passed out at races, so that if you maybe haven't heard of Grit, or you wanna introduce people to Grit, these stickers will be passed out to different teams by grit ambassadors, letting people know about the grit tent and like what's happening. So that'll be fun. And then last but not least, and also the biggest part, is my, I call it the word art thing because it doesn't have a name. And it is where there will be a outline of a woman in mountain biking, and then I'll have people fill it in with colors and words that they feel like represent the ideals that we sort of carry at Grit and NYCA. And it will be turned into a flag, which will be up at Grit events and races near the Grit tent. That's what's going on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm super excited about your project. It sounds really cool.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about the flag. That's going to be so pretty, and that'll look so cool at the Grit tent. That'll be amazing.
It's a dream. I hope it goes well.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready for another hoodie design contest. The last one was so fun, and I wear that hoodie all the time, so definitely need another one for my senior season.
Yes, add to the collection of hoodies.
Exactly.
I need more hoodies.
You can never have enough hoodies.
That's so true.
All in all, the girls drawing together project sounds amazing. I'm so excited to see the outcomes of what happens and see how it progresses over the season. Please be sure to check out our Instagram. And if you have anything that you want us to talk about in our next Grit podcast, we have a Google form linked in our bio. So just leave it there if you have anything that you want us to talk about. And we will see you in our next podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.